For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Hello, New Orleans. Good morning once again to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. I absolutely cherish and love these times that I get to come to you over the radio, and I just pray you're getting ministered to and built up and hungering for the Word of God, hungering for God. Man, I would love to hear from you, and just let me know, hey, Anna, you know, this point really got to me, or if you have a question, let me know. I just cherish these moments because I picture all of you out there. I truly do. But let me get right to this because we didn't even get through our six hindrances on going forward in the race. I've been out of Hebrews 12:1 all week, and I'm now getting through six things that can hinder your race. You may have six other things. Chances are you do. And I strongly encourage people, take inventory. You know, Paul said, make your calling and election sure. You've got to get along with God and say, God, how are we doing? It's mid-year now, 2012. How am I doing? So we began with some of these six. Number one, we talked about doubt can hinder your race. Doubt versus trust can hinder you going forward. Number two, we talked about comparing yourself to others. Ridiculous. Don't do it. You have a race, Paul says, marked out for you, Hebrews 12:1. The appointed race for you. Number three, a hindrance, an encumbrance, time. I get it. I get this. We can grow weary in doing good, can't we? Galatians 6:9. Paul says, don't do it, though. Don't become weary in doing good. He's trying to encourage us, for at the due time, God's time, the proper time, you're going to reap a harvest if you don't faint. A fourth hindrance was our flesh. Goodness. And I went into the hurts and unforgiveness and all these flesh things that just try to stop us. They come around our ankles and try to trip us up. Number five, the pressures of daily life. Luke 8:14, the seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear, but as they're going on their way, they're choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures of life, and they don't mature. The pressures of daily life can choke you, can't they, and stop you from going forward. Number six, a lack of a revelation of the Father's love. This is major. Exodus 33:19, God said, Moses, come under my cleft and I'll let all my goodness come before you. God loves you. But if you don't really know that deep down, you let everything else pull at you and it'll hinder you from going forward. Well, Anna, what do I do? I'm so glad you asked. Paul told us. He said, you know what? He said, fix your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes. Look to him. That's the secret of perseverance, brothers and sisters. That's how we get through. You know, I love this illustration. When someone is dancing, and then maybe you ballet dancers out there will relate to this, you got to spot. You've got to do what's called spotting. You fix your eyes on one area, on something stationary. And as you're making all those twirls, you keep coming back. You fix your eyes every twirl to a stationary object. And it helps you from getting dizzy. Great illustration. Fix your eyes on Jesus. It'll help you from getting dizzy, from getting off balance, from stopping. Think on these things as I close. God saved you. He's given you his Spirit. He designed your course. He's equipping you, strengthening you. He's interceding for you. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. God bless you. Thank you for this entire week of A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.